Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's June 12, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 22, 2002.
Here's a good one, Nazarene. In segment 2, October 23rd, you say that a second person also shot Kennedy, but you may never know who it was. I thought you knew everything.
Alora, only the Father knows everything. I know just about everything, and eventually there's very little that is kept from me, but I do not know everything. Nothing that exists except the Father knows everything. And even the Father at times is not quite sure of everything because man's free will can so change things. Boy, can it change things. Never has anything ever been considered as to what we are going through now. People think that I know what's going to happen to each and every person in their lifetime. I do not. I know what happens if they follow the proper path. They will get to the kingdom of God and enjoy eternity forever. I also know what happens if they don't follow the proper path. They go into the darkness and die forever. So there is an awful lot that I do know, Alora, but I don't know everything. What is that saying Demetrius has? If somebody tells you he knows everything, run like hell, because you don't want to have anything to do with him. He's either a madman or a liar, and you don't want to have anything to do with either one. And I'm afraid, Alora, that's quite true. If you find yourself getting involved with someone that says, I know everything and I can tell you everything and nothing is a secret to me, he's either a fool or a liar, and get away from him, because he's going to be nothing but trouble. No, Alora, I don't know everything. I know a lot, but not everything.
Well, I'm sure glad you know what you do, Nazarene. You started the Grand Alliance and arranged it so everybody was working together. If you hadn't done that, we wouldn't have had a prayer. You nurtured John Lennon, so when the Kingdom of God was in trouble, he came forward and led it to victory and brought you back. What you know is enough for us.
Only because I serve the Father, Alora. Only because I serve the Father.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I want to take this opportunity to recommend Microsoft products. All of Here's Jesus is made on Microsoft products, and all of our work is done on Microsoft products. They are very fine products, and we recommend them to everyone. They're a good company, and the quality of the material that they produce is excellent. When you need this type of thing, use Microsoft.
Speaker Linda Pauly here. I'm sad to report, as we are doing these episodes, Jesus is still unconscious after the great battle around Ellsworth, Maine. But we reported the other day that his television is coming on and playing all of Jesus' favorite segments from Jimmy Kimmel Live, including our appearances back in 2004. Here is my husband to answer why there is such a great bond between Jesus and Jimmy.
Linda, there has been no official statement on this except for the fact that Jesus is extremely grateful to Jimmy for having us on and bringing in the flow of power that saved the kingdom of God. Many people believe that Jimmy is a reincarnated prophet. Some are even saying that he might be the reincarnation of Jesus' son. There are all kinds of rumors going around the afterlife, and Jesus is not confirming any of them. He's giving us hints and saying that this could be and that could be, but he's not giving any definite answers. Let's just say that he is extremely, extremely grateful to Jimmy for the fact that he brought him back to earth and saved the kingdom of God. Next to John Lennon, Jesus thinks that Jimmy Kimmel is the most important person on earth right now, and that he is the most responsible for saving the kingdom of God, and that's quite a thing to be praised for. We can only imagine why this is so, because Jesus is giving no direct answers, but whatever the reason, he is extremely grateful to Jimmy Kimmel, and he always will be.
I thought we'd already mentioned something about that. Well, whoever he is, I know he's just awesome.
Yes, I think somewhere we did mention the possibility of one of the rumors that were being passed around, but Jesus has never confirmed it.
We'll be back again.